Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight from the center of the universe. I'm your host, Ron Tittle, with my guest again, Mr. Kyle Blueshift Dickey. Kyle, we talked the other day about the walls they're building around the pyramids in Egypt. What is all that about?
Well, as a lot of people know, that there was already originally a wall around the pyramids and most of those other structures around there that was built probably around the time that they were built, just to keep the onlookers away from them. They were
When do you think they were built?
They were built about 13,000 or so years ago. You could look at it as either before or after the Great Flood. I couldn't really find any discerning information on whether, that was the case or wasn't the case. Because a lot of people say, all that Atlantis technology was lost, during the Great Flood, so they couldn't have built them, beforehand.
Why are they building them now?
Well, it's actually something that you're going to have to look into. Luckily, it's only about an hour of your time, but it's a good hour spent. There's a website called thespiritscience.net, and they have a lesson plan of about 21 lessons, which you can watch on YouTube. And lesson 12, which is really better that you actually go in order to it, but if you just want to skip to the topic we're talking about, it is referenced in here on lesson 12. It is called The Human History Movie. And it has part 1, The Rise of Atlantis, part 2, The Atlantean Catastrophe, part 3, The Solution, part 4, The Fall, and part 5, The New Beginning. And in there, there is a reference to the Great Pyramids and the missing legendary capstone, and what goes in between that capstone and that missing section. And what is supposed to go in that missing section is a human ship, a human spaceship from the time of Atlantis. And basically, it's going to be used again, and someone's going to pilot it, a human, and put it on top of that pyramid, and then something incredible is going to happen. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but if we find out that we actually have a spaceship and the whole human race it belongs to them, then that's kind of a big deal.
As you said the other day when we were talking about that, it was about an 8 to 10 year time period, right? We're talking about the next 10 years, right?
Within the next 10 years, and it could even be tomorrow. Like I said, I don't know. This is not information that I'm privileged to know. Ruling elite do not know necessarily. Some of them may. It's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. So,
if something were to happen to one of those pyramids, what would happen?
It'd be the end of the world. Because we would, have essentially a world war over it. Someone in some, little country, one of those rulers, would go absolutely crazy, and they would unleash their entire arsenal on whoever they figured was responsible for damaging the world history site.
What would be next?
I'm sorry?
What would be next after that move? What could we expect after that move?
You could expect a whole lot of erratic and crazy ass behavior from all the world's governments. Even the United States would do its own thing. Because remember, the United States is Amaraka. the land of the serpent. And there are a lot of different power groups here in America. And a lot of them have their own agendas, and they are not necessarily friendly to each other. And even though we are kind of united under, you know, one common general interest, there are the sub-agendas, and they reach much, much farther than anyone could possibly imagine.
Why are those pyramids so important, Kyle? Seriously, why are they so important?
Well, one of the things about the Great Pyramid is it is aligned with the stars. People tend to know this now from either the Ancient Aliens series or various other, you know, YouTube videos. And what it shows in a lot of this information is, and very, very specific information, is very important to understand the value of this little tiny sliver of information is that certain areas in the Great Pyramid line up with certain constellations, but not just certain constellations. They line up with certain...
Orion, the belt of Orion.
They line up with other constellations as well that are in different parts of the galaxy.
Okay.
And different constellations. And in these different constellations are, let's just say, four different races of aliens that get along with each other.
Which are?
You're going to have to do the research for yourself. I'm not gonna spill that information. It's gonna have to be a personal effort on the listener to find out.
Okay, I got you. Move on.
And they are all essentially, if that pyramid is activated in the way that it's supposed to activate, with this ship there, then there will be something that happens. All right. All of those constellations, specifically the planets in those constellations, because it is a precision machine. The pyramid is a precision machine, and it has a task. When you put all the pieces together, it does something. And when that happens, all of those advanced civilizations that had visited us here in the past are going to be notified, hey, there's something going on this little backwater planet. And then, and of course, you know, being alien races, they are capable of superluminal travel. They'll be here very shortly. And they'll be here at the same time all the other races are going to be here. And at that point, you will have at the very least two major groups that are in a state of conflict with each other showing up on our planet, and we do not have any way to stop what they decide. And so it is important to understand with all this New World Order stuff that there is only one agenda, and it is not the agenda of the ruling elites. It is not the agenda of the New World Order. It is not the agenda of the ones that are native to our solar system. It is not our agenda. We do not decide anything. It is always their agenda. Whatever they say will go, and it will go down the way they want it.
Or else.
It just will not be permitted. And they are very efficient at micromanaging down to the last individual. They want to happen. And that is a very significant thing that people need to understand. So don't be surprised when something happens far beyond anyone, even my, comprehension.
Like, I mean, your wildest guess might be what?
The battle for humanity begins. Who gets to keep the human race? Let them go off and do their own thing, or are we going to be a continuation of some weird science experiment, or are we going to be someone's pet? You know, I mean, those are three big ones that you could consider. And the theories are all out there for all of those things, those things that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got a lot of people also in our corner. There is a lot of really unique stuff going on here on our planet now. All right? Even though we are, you know, a speck of dust in the galaxy, there are some things of interest to beings of all sorts, and not even from even this universe. There
Let's
are beings that are interested in us.
Right. Let's go back
and
to the top.
Yes.
Go ahead. Pyramid perplexion. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it ties into what I had just said. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, well, slaves built the pyramids, or ancient aliens built the pyramids. And this is all incorrect. Humans built the pyramids, but they didn't do it with slaves. You know, we had our advanced technology do that. You know, when, like I said, when, you know, I don't really know. I just know some basic background information, and then you can kind of put the story together based on all the information that's out there and available on the Internet. It is not hard. You just have to keep an open mind and realize different people are telling the story, assuming that they know all of it. Leave your mind open to speculation on this, and you'll get the truth.
That's what we all need to do. Okay, you wanted to also talk about Hollow Earth.
Yes. Hollow Earth. You know, I think that when I started looking into this topic, you know, I was like, well, what are the people saying about this? They call them Vernians, Jules Verne, like Jules Verne the novel.
Mm-hmm.
You know the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Captain Nemo and Journey to the Center of the Earth. Those books. And although I've never read them, I've seen the, you know, the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and then the new Journey movies. But, you know, I never really thought too much about it until recently. And I looked at it and I said, you know, okay, fine, I'll entertain this. And I'll start with another topic that I do know quite a bit about. And that is the Lemurians. The Lemurians...
Right.
Were opposed to Atlantis. They were the ones that basically went back and forth and nuked the planet, the planet to pieces. And at one point, and at the end of the Great Flood, the Lemurians, some of the original survivors, went. And decided they just weren't going to participate in this crazy-ass conflict on Terra anymore. And they just went underground, literally. And they have remained there for quite a while, occasionally coming back to check and see what was going on the planet. And they would find that, well, yeah, looks like problems are starting again. But then something happened. Someone set off a nuke. And when was that? World War II. And this caught their attention. And ever since then, they have been trying to figure out how to stop this from happening. Because there appeared to them to be a new race on the planet. And they appeared to have discovered nuclear technology, and this was not acceptable because they had personally experienced this in the past, and they nearly destroyed the place that they lived, and they had no other place to go. This is their planet. They rule this planet, not us.
Still.
And they will not tolerate this kind of behavior. they, you know, sometimes are referred to as Watchers, but then again, so are other groups. Superior groups to the average person, you know. The average person and their comprehension of combustion technology is not something to even be considered when looking at these people.
Tell how come they don't have anywhere else to go?
Because they were created here on this planet.
Right.
And they were created by the Atlanteans. They were created by the Atlanteans to worship them. But, you know, as I explained earlier, it didn't really work out. I'm laughing now, but it's not really funny, you know, because our planet almost died over their conflict. And see, they created them to worship them and serve them, but they created an equal, and it didn't. They didn't want to be their creator's equal. Then they basically fought for their independence. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
There's some story that, you know, all of us Americans know about that's very similar to that. And that's basically, it got their attention. Also, because later on, we ended up going to one of the areas in which they had, not necessarily lived, but one of the areas that they went about, and that was in California. And at Mount Shasta or Shasta or something like that. And there are stories over.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, there's like about 100 years of people dropping dynamite into the caves at Mount Shasta, trying to make them show themselves. You know, because they figured that the stories might have been true, but, you know, I mean, that's not really a, you know, good way to make friends, throwing dynamite at them, you know.
Nah.
But anyway,
that's not really friendly fire, is it?
No, it's not. I don't think they like that. You know, it's just a guess, you know. If someone threw dynamite at me,
I wouldn't like it. I'm going to surprise you with a topic we didn't talk about earlier. And I'm really kind of pushing this on the show, and we'll mention it every show for a while, is I want to get the message out there, and I think you will agree, about desaturation of water and using the Gulf Coast and start pumping water inland to at least Oklahoma for farmers and everyone. We should have been doing this years ago. I know Tampa Bay is the role model and the only city I know that is using ocean water to supply their city, and what's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, it is very irresponsible for any government, not just our local governments here in Oklahoma and our state government, to not be addressing not even addressing this issue. It's beyond that. It's at the point where it's time to take action. Poor people
right.
will die of
right.
dehydration, and
yeah.
it will be a catastrophic disaster. And it is required. It is a responsibility, a basic human rights responsibility, to address these issues or educate the public in a very aggressive and an open manner, explaining to them that we need investment money now.
Exactly.
And we need to do this now.
We need to start writing our congressmen. I mean, what's the protocol to really get this going and make it a really, you know, a national topic? Right now, regional, of course. But I mean,
right now, it's not
national.
Regional. It is a national thing. It's not regional. But we are in the center of the country. We will set the example. And everyone will immediately start following if we do this. Now, we have a great relationship with Texas.
We are
and
the
we
center
can
of
make
the universe.
Happen.
We are the center
yep.
of the universe.
Yep, and we're saying, do this now. You know, the citizens of Oklahoma and the citizens of the United States deserve good leadership. And it is time to take action. Create jobs for us.
Why aren't we doing it now?
There are too many people with their own greedy agendas. There are too many people that are planning their own, let's just say, wealth and control increase. There are too many people that claim that there's just no money, there's no investment. That is incorrect, and that is a lie.
Yeah,
and
bullshit.
it is being told as a lie because people's lives are at stake, and that is what it boils down to. And if we are to even endeavor in this project, you know, it will create massive amounts of jobs. We have plenty of good welders here that can start welding the pipeline, you know, and it'll even create jobs in Texas as well. And Texas will love that. They'll eat it up.
I always heard I never knew a pipe worker that couldn't find work, and there's so many unemployed pipe workers out now. I just don't understand that at all.
Yeah, well, guess what? I just gave you a solution. Not hard.
Yeah.
You know? And
no,
furthermore, it requires a certain grade of material that will start its jumpstart its own micro industries just to procure the material for water transport. The desalinization stations require a high level of advanced technology in order to operate effectively. The maintenance costs will keep it running. It'll create a stable job platform where, security jobs. It'll create distribution jobs, new energy jobs. It will, we have all these unused wind farms. They just keep on putting more and more up, and less and less are used, you know? And, we could use that energy to help run these relay stations and put more up, you know? We can do this. We have the technology. We can build this country.
Yeah.
And
we
can
set
an example.
We don't get water to all these farmers. There's a lot of people going to be out of food.
And then people will die. We produce a lot of food for the rest of the country. You know, all eyes should be on us. We should be setting the example.
I think we talked about this last week. A buddy of mine called me. He's from Altus, Oklahoma, and said that lake is at 16% capacity. All the fish are dead in the lake. There's a lot of farmers. There's Altus. Are you familiar with that area? I don't know where they're getting their water now. I'll be honest with you, I don't.
Well, what they're doing is they're getting it from somebody else, who's also getting it from somebody else. And,
they lost the battle with Texas, I think, is what I heard.
And, I even heard some of that, too. We're also, a lot of us are getting water from Texas. And, that's just like, you know, that's ridiculous, you know?
Gulf Coast,
on Texas.
Hey, yeah, Gulf Coast is right there in Texas, so, let's all bring it all the way through Texas instead of a little bit at a time.
There's a lot of rural towns in Texas that are starting to dry up, no pun intended, because there's business through there. And if we run pipelines through there that require security, and infrastructure maintenance, those towns will prosper.
Those water pipelines need to be above ground, not below ground. Agree?
Yeah, above ground so that you can manage where it's going to go. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be the shortest distance and the straightest line, because we're going to keep people are always going to, once this is built, they're always going to be using it. You know, they're not going to stop using it. They're not going to stop maintaining it or upgrading it. And, that's the bottom
Arabia,
line.
Saudi Arabia, that's how they all get their water. All the cruise ships get their water. I mean, I don't know why we're so, hello. It's just reverse osmosis. I mean, get it going. And somebody's going to make a ton of money out there, too.
Yeah, and all that excess salt that we're pulling out can be used in other things. It can be used in fertilization with the organically rearranged molecules that are pulled out, which is another process, but you can use that to fertilize and revitalize the worn-out croplands.
Mm.
And you'll have the water to saturate it, too. You know, and then the other salts can be used in other industries. So, you know, it's a... or you just put it back in the ocean or whatever. I mean,
right.
You know, because, I mean, the ice caps are melting and the, you know, the salt water content is going down a little bit. But, you know, we have a chance to really change the world and save our save ourselves from our own extinction. You know, I mean, just a little hint there, guys. Time to, you know, time to make some changes or die. You know, you don't really have a choice.
Do you think we'll see this maybe in the next 5 years? Maybe?
Within the next 3 years, you're going to start seeing very, very extreme prices for water. And then people are going to be wondering, oh, well, why does water cost so much? Why am I limited on my energy use, et cetera, et cetera? And it's because, well, people like us told you, didn't listen, and now you're going to have to pay for it, probably with your lives, or you could blame your leaders, which, you know, it's, you know, also a valid thing, but at the end of the day, if you blame them, you know, you point the finger at them, and then they just say, yeah, well, we did it, well, who else is to blame? Yourselves. You have to blame yourselves for not desiring it enough, for not foreseeing your own demise. And it may sound harsh, the reality, but it is your reality, and it is your fault at the end of the day.
I don't think that do you think it's going to affect the environment by supplying all the inland, you know, with water from the Gulf Coast and the oceans? I mean,
it'll revitalize the environment without a doubt. We'll have excess water in a very short time, and we'll be able, and see, right now, if we let it ride, there's going to be what's called a desertification. It's a very well-known concept. It's when the water runs out, the desert starts creeping into the green areas, and it starts killing off plant life. Kills off plant life, the area gets hotter, and then you can't grow plant life anymore. You know, and then animals die off by the droves. Hunting will cease to exist. You know, they will no longer be a sport or even a skill that anyone knows. So it's a very, very dangerous era that we're moving into. And without
I saw where they got record rings in Las Vegas today.
Well, that's good, you know. I mean, there are some military programs that are helping out, you know, with this. Some of the weather programs, you know, have been used for a very long time, and they are helping out. You know, don't get it misconstrued with some wild conspiracy theory. Not everyone wants to hurt you. You know, some people.
You know what? I saw something strange today. A friend of mine sent me I saw real 16 seconds. Well, hey, Kyle, we're out of here for tonight. I appreciate your time. Look forward to our next conversation. Thanks for listening to Center of the Universe. I'm your host, Ron Tittle. Everybody be safe. Have a great Sunday. Mm-hmm.